Right, to the thousands assembled here this morning. We started a sugya on the Chav Vav on the base. But we have work to do. Quite a bit of work to do. Very geshmaka work to do. So I'd like to continue in the Gemara that we started at the top of the Amud till Itmar, and then we have a lot of Rishonim to see, and all the way to the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch at the end. I didn't put Mishnah Berurah, but for next time we should bring our Mishnah Berurahs with. So again, Tana Rabbanan Tov, Elo Yispalel Mincha Be'erev Shabbos. If somebody made a mistake and didn't daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, Mispalel Beleil Shabbos, Shtaim. He davened two Shabbos tefillahs on Friday night. Big Chiddush. Why is that a big Chiddush? Because you're davening two Shabbos tefillahs, even though the tefillah you missed out was a weekday Shmona Esra. But it doesn't matter, it's fine. Okay. Ta'av lo yispalel mincha b'Shabbos. If, now moving up a day, if you didn't daven on mincha on Shabbos, mispalel b'moisoy Shabbos shtayim shel choil. Again, big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? Because the tefillah that you missed out was Shabbos. The tashlumin you're going to do on moitzoy Shabbos is a weekday Shmona Esra. It doesn't matter, that's fine. Here there was this additional halacha. Mavdil barishoino veino mavdil b'shnia. You make havdala in the first tefillah and not in the second. So Rashi told us the reason is because, contrary to what you might think, it's actually the first tefillah which is ma'ariv. And it's only the second which is tashlumin. You might have thought that you go chronologically. If I forgot mincha, then do mincha first. So if Ma'ariv is the first tefillah, then that's where I've got to put my Atochein Antonu. That's where I've got to put Havdalah. Whereas the second tefillah, I do not. Says the Gemara. So we discussed last time. What exactly was the Havamin of the Gemara? In other words, what is the Gemara be Mechad? What would I have thought otherwise? So you could put in L'choira one of two arguments. Either you could say, like we just said, that I would have thought you go chronologically. Therefore, the first tefillah is Mincha, the second one is Ma'ariv, so I should put Havdalah in the second tefillah. And maybe that's what the Chiddush of the Gemara is. No, you got the order wrong. But actually, the first one is Ma'ariv, and that's why Atochein Antonu is there. That's one way of learning. There was another way of learning, which Nachum suggested last time, that maybe I would have thought you say Atochein Antonu twice. Why? Because they're both Ma'arivs. They're both Ma'arivs. For example, I think we mentioned this. We're going to see there's a big discussion. But what would be if you forgot Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh? We discussed this last time. So you come to Ma'ariv, you do two Ma'arivs. How many Yalav Yovas you do? Two. Why? The second tefillah is Tashlumin for Mincha, and Mincha there's no Yalav Yovas. Who cares about it then? You're davening now. So you do two Yalav Yovas. So maybe I would have been excused for thinking that even though it's Mincha that I forgot, but now that I'm doing double Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv requires Havdalah. So maybe I've got to do Atochein Antonu twice. So that's a brand new way of learning the Gemara. Not that the Havamina was that I put Havdalah in the second as opposed to the first, but rather the second in addition to the first. According to that then, what was the Maskana? So why is that wrong? So that we explained last time, again, according to what Nachum was saying, that maybe the Gemara is teaching us that no, you're wrong. You know why you don't do Havdalah twice? Because there's only one Chiyuv Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos. Yalav Yavoi is an integral part of Shmoneh Esra. So if you're davening twice, you have to Yalav Yavoi twice. But Havdalah is not an integral part of Shmoneh Esra. Proof of the pudding, as we're going to see in a minute, if you forget it, it's not even the end of the world. You make Havdalah ala kois. Chazal instituted you should do Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Seder, put it in davening. I don't have to do it twice. I don't have to make Havdalah twice. So that was two different ways of learning the Gemara. Maybe we'll see more about this later on. Okay, says the Gemara, Ve'im, on the fifth line, Ve'im hivdil b'shnia v'loi hivdil barishayna. So what happens if you did switch the order? What happens if I said Havdalah in the second tefillah and not the first? Says the Gemara, Shnia also loy. the second tefillah is okay. Rishayna loy al salay. Now, why is that? You put Avdallah in the second tefillah. So what did you show? You have demonstrated by doing that, that which tefillah did you think was Ma'ariv and which tefillah did you think was the Tashlumin? You clearly demonstrated that you thought that the first tefillah is the Tashlumin. And that's why you didn't say Avdallah. By putting Avdallah in the second tefillah, you've shown that you thought that the second tefillah is your Ma'ariv. Problem is that you can't do that. The order's wrong. Ma'ariv has to be the first tefillah. Or better put, Ma'ariv is the first tefillah. The Tashlumin always has to follow Ma'ariv, but by preempting Ma'ariv with the Tashlumin, that doesn't count. So there's nothing wrong with your Ma'ariv. That's why the second tefillah is absolutely fine. Second tefillah is fine. What was the second tefillah? You made that Ma'ariv and you said Atachin Antono. Great. Now go and do Tashlumin. I've already done Tashlumin. Sorry, you can't have Tashlumin before Ma'ariv. You've got to have it after Ma'ariv. That is L'choira, how you could learn the Gemara. That's what the Gemara means. Shnia Ol Salai. Your second tefillah, which you clearly thought was Ma'ariv, proof of the pudding is because you stuck Havdalah in it. So that's fine. Whereas the first tefillah is not. Because that you clearly demonstrated was Tashlumin, and you can't have Tashlumin before the main course of the day, which is Ma'ariv.
So was the first actually a bracha
levach?
It's like it doesn't exist. You get no scarf. Or
didn't daven. You can't do tashlumin first. There's nothing. Now, why do I say lechoira? I say that's very, very tentative. Why? Because look at the Gemara now. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, Lameimra. Does this mean to suggest, Dekevan deloy avdil bekamaisa, that since he did not say Havdalah, what's bekamaisa? In the first, like above a comma. In the first filler, Kaman, it is as if Deloy Tzoli Domim. It is as if Tzoli, we've had this word many, many, many times already in this parak, as if you haven't davened, Domi, it's considered. Umahadrinonle, and that's why we return him, he's got to do it all over again.
Mean a third.
Yep. Veraminhu, we ask a stira. Because we've learned another Bryce and it says, To'of, somebody made a mistake, V'loi hizki gvurois geshomim. If you didn't mention Masha v'ruach, B'tchias ha-meisim, or V'sheila, you didn't say V'sein talamot b'brukas ha-shonim, Machzir in Oisoi, he's got to go back. But, Havdala b'choinein hadas, Ein machzir in Oisoi, why? You have another bite at the cherry. B'penei sheyoch aloim ro al hakois, because you can always say it afterwards on hakois. Says the Gemara, Kasha, big question. Now, this Gemara makes zero sense. L'chaira makes no sense whatsoever according to the way that we explained the previous Gemara. We explained why in the previous Gemara is your first tefillah not a good tefillah. The first tefillah, you did not say Avdallah. The second one, you did say Avdallah. So we said the second one is good, the first one is not good. Why is the first one not good?
You reverse the orders.
Because you reverse the order. Not because you missed out Havdalah. The problem with the first filler is not, the reason why I'm sending you back to do the first filler all over again is because Tashlumin has to be second, not first. So how can the Gemara say, ah, I see from over here that if you miss out Havdalah, we send you back. And I've got a big kasha because the Braisa says I don't send you back. And the Gemara says, you're right, kasha is an unanswerable question. When did we ever say that if you miss out Havdalah, we send you back? That's not why I sent you back. Chazal sent us back because you didn't daven a tashlumin second, rather you did it first. Therefore, this whole Gemara makes zero sense. What was the Lameimra? Lameimra, are you trying to teach me that because you didn't do Havdalah first time round, therefore I send you back? No, I never said anything of the sort. I never suggested that. Make any sense? So apparently, you see from the Gemara's question that we totally misunderstood the previous line of the Gemara. When the Gemara says that the second tefillah is good and the first one isn't, so we understood, why is the first one not a good tefillah? You can't have tashlumin first. That can't be pshat. If that would be pshat, how can you possibly turn around and say, oh really? If you miss out Havdalah in davening, you've got to go back? No, I didn't say that. All I said is you can't have tashlumin first.
And his intention was to say Mara first. He forgot Havdalah. He says, I'll put it in my tashlumin. That has to be the case.
Oh, so, right, apparently we're saying a different pshat now. Apparently, the reason why we're sending you back is not merely because you accidentally reversed the order, and I'm telling you, tashlumin has to be second and not first. If that was a pshat, then you cannot ask me a question, oh, really? Havdalah, if you miss it out, you got to daven again? No, I never said that. All I said is that tashlumin can't be first. What's I got to do with Havdalah? Nothing to do with Havdalah. Nothing to do with Havdalah. What would be, by the way, for the same price, if you did say Havdalah in the first tefillah and not in the second? Okay, everything's wonderful. That's what you're supposed to do. And then you say to the guy, oh, well done, what, you daven Maariv and then Tashlumin? He said, no, I do Tashlumin first. I thought the first tefillah is Tashlumin. So why did you put Havdalah in there? Whatever, I just thought you got to do Havdalah in the first film. What would be the halacha there? L'chayra, according to we learned before in the beginning, you'd also have to repeat that first one at Esther, because you can't have tashlumin first. So that proves to me that what? The reason why I'm sending you back is not because of Havdalah issues, is because of tashlumin issues. Even when I did say Havdalah, it's not the lack of Havdalah that's the problem, it's not Havdalah. But you can't have tashlumin first. So how can the Gemara possibly turn around to me and say, oh, really? Wow, what a chiddush. Wow, you're telling me that if you don't say Havdalah, then you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei all over again. And I've got a big kasha because I found a brayso that says that you don't. Kasha. We never said anything of the sort. So apparently we've got to learn different pshat in the Gemara. Look at Rashi. Shnia ol Salai. Says Rashi, Shnia al Salai. The second tefillah is Oila. What does Oila mean? It goes up, it's Yaitse, it's fine. Second tefillah is good. Says Rashi, the second tefillah is good, Bishvil Tfilas Motzah Shabbos. The second tefillah is good, that will be your tefillah of Motzah Shabbos. In other words, it will be Maariv. Fine. Very shina loyal salai. The first tefillah is not good. She'ein klum. What does that mean? Ain't klum. It's nothing. She'ein loy lahaktim, because you're not supposed to give precedence to tefillah she'ovar zmano, to the tefillah whose time has gone past, in other words, mincha, le'tefillah she'zmano achshav. You cannot possibly give precedent to the tefillah that whose time has elapsed. You're going to give that precedent to the tefillah where the zman is now? Which tefillah the zman is now? Maariv. So how can you give mincha precedent? Mincha is the bedieved tefillah. Mincha is the tefillah where ovar zmano, the time has already elapsed. You can't possibly give precedent to that tefillah. So it does sound like, so far, and what's Rashi teaching us? The way we learnt in the beginning. So do you know why your first tefillah is not good? Because you're not allowed to give kedima to mincha. Tashlum. Nothing to do with Avdalah. Rashi hasn't mentioned one word about Avdalah. So it does, at this stage of the game, sounds like, that Rashi's telling us that the issue is not a Havdalah, is not a Havdalah issue, it's a Tashlum issue. Now, Rashi continues. Vahashniyo. Now, your second davening, Nami loy ol saloy l'shel Shabbos. Don't tell me, fine. So I can't give kedima to the tashlumin. I can't have tashlumin first. Okay, so why can't we push everything up one in the queue? Why can't the first tefillah now become my ma'arif? And the second tefillah will become the tashlumin for mincha. Says Rashi, no, vahashnia. Nami loy ol saloy l'shel Shabbos. Don't tell me that the second tefillah will be in place now of my Shabbos tefillah. That'll be my tashlumin. Why? Because ho yil since vehivdil bom. Because since you made Avdalah in the second tefillah, Gilo Daitoi, what does that mean, Gilo Daitoi? He has revealed his mind, he's shown his intention, She'eino Shel Shabbos. By inserting Avdalah in the second tefillah, he's clearly illustrated, he's demonstrated for us that his intention is what?
Maariv.
That he obviously wants the second tefillah not to be Shabbos davening, not to be the mincha, rather it shall be considered l'shel arvis, it should be a ma'arif. So don't try moving the pieces around by telling me that what? That maybe the first one will get pushed up the queue, and the first one is the ma'arif, and the second one is the tashlumin for mincha. And then the seder is okay. Says Rashi, no, that can't be. Because he put Avdalah in the second davening. So if you put Avdalah in the second davening, clearly he's shown that, what was he thinking? That he wants the second davening to be the ma'ariv. So if he wants the second one to be the ma'ariv, apparently the first one was the tashlumin. And if the first one was the tashlumin, you can't have the first one as a tashlumin. It has to be the last one as a tashlumin. Now, if we read Rashi the way we just did, then Rashi is learning exactly the way that we originally learned the Gemara. Rashi has not mentioned anything about Havdalah being the problem over here. Rashi says the problem is Ein loy lahakdim. You cannot be makdim. You cannot have tashlumin first and ma'ariv second. You cannot have that. Which means we're back to square one. So according to Rashi, if you ask Rabbeinu Rashi, why are you telling him to repeat that first Shmoneh Esra again? Rashi will tell you one word answer. Tashlomin. Tashlomin can't be first, has to be second. Oh, really? Are you trying to tell me that whenever you miss out Havdalah, it's not a good Shmoneh Esra? No. Never said one word about it. That's not why I tell you to repeat the first Shmoneh Esra. The reason why I'm telling you to repeat the first Shmoneh Esra is because you made that the Tashlomin. Don't tell me you made the second one the Tashlumin. Why not? Because you put Havdalah in the second one. So if you put Havdalah in the second one, you've clearly shown me that what did you think was the second one? Maariv. First one was Tashlumin. Sorry, that can't be.
But the same rules apply if there was no issue of Havdalah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Wednesday night.
Right. Ein loy lahaktim.
And I mistakenly said my tashlumin is first.
No good.
It's no good, and I would have to
do another Shmoneh Esra after the second one. So the second one will now become.
So this proves really that it's not a Havdalah.
L'chaira, that's the big problem. So if this proves that this is not a Havdalah issue, the only reason why we're complicating matters with Havdalah, where Rashi learns, it's because the Havdalah in the second tefillah has simply proved to me what his intention was. But the Havdalah aspect is not important. That's just a mechanism by which I can know.
Define.
Right. I'm not a mind reader. The answer is, well, actually I am. Because if you put Havdalah in the second tefillah, I can now read his mind. It must be that he wanted the second tefillah to be the Tashlumin. Wants the second one to be Maariv. Ah, second one to be Maariv. First one, Tashlumin. Can't have that. Do another one. Fine. So it's nothing to do with Havdalah. So how on earth can you turn around to me in the next line in the Gemara and say to me, oh, are you trying to teach me that Maariv without Havdalah is not a good Shmoneh Esra? But I've got a bracelet that says it is. Oh, big kasha. When did we ever suggest anything of the sort? So that's the kasha that we got stuck on in the Gemara. So we were hoping that Rashi might help us. But l'chaira Rashi hasn't helped us. Rashi has merely confirmed that the pshat that we originally learned is a tashlumin issue, and that's the correct pshat. So if it's a tashlumin issue, what are you bringing me now kashas from Havdalah issues?
Maybe by bringing up the Havdalah issue, the Gemara is asking, do you really need to bring a third Shmoneh Esra?
Where is your Tashlumin at the end of the day? Forget Havdalah now. Where is your Tashlumin? If your Tashlumin was first, it's no good. So you haven't done Tashlumin?
So regardless, you're going to have to do a
right.
third. Regardless, you're going to have to do a third.
Nothing. Like you said, it'd be the same on Wednesday night. It would be exactly the same. If you would say, the guy did two plain, simple, straightforward Shmoneh Esras, and he told you, first one was Tashlumin, second one was Maariv, what would you tell him? Go and do another dummy.
So what's the purpose of bringing this other case?
So there's nothing to do with Havdalah. What's the kasha? There's no kasha. What's the kasha at all? There is no kasha. Not only do we not understand the kasha, even long before you got to the kasha, the lememra. Look at the lememra. The lememra is difficult. Lememra means, are you telling me that if you daven without Havdalah, mahadrinon le, we return you? One second, stop. Stop, before you ask any questions. No, I didn't say that. What do you mean, the memory? Are you trying to say? No, I'm not trying to say at all. So there is a very lengthy Bach over here. You've got it next to your pencil. This whole Bach over here. Very long Bach. We're not going to learn it inside. But I'll tell you what the Bach says. A bit complicated. But there's no other choice. The Bach was clearly bothered by this question that we're asking now. The whole Shakta Vatara in the Gemara doesn't add up. So what Tashlumin issues, and then you veer off into Avdola issues. What's one got to do with the other? So we were hoping that Rashi might straighten us out, and Rashi might tell us, no, it's Avdola issue. But Rashi didn't. Rashi said, Ein loy lahaktiv, you can't have Tashlumin first. Oh, you mean it's a Tashlumin issue, so what's that got to do with Avdola? So the Bach explains the following. And he says, oh, you have to bear with me. He says, this is where you've got to read Rashi. This guy did two Shmoneh Esrus. First up, no Havdalah. Second one, he did Havdalah. That's the end of the story. Now, we understood from there that we were reading his mind. So we understood that we were entering his brain, and we figured out that this guy clearly wanted the first filler to be Tashlumin, and he wanted the second filler to be Ma'ariv. The second one is great, but the first one is not, because you can't have Tashlumin first. Says the Bach, is not what Rashi means. You know what Rashi means? You have to add a few words. Ein loy lahakdim. You cannot do Tashlumin first. And this fellow knew that. We understood when Rashi says you can't have Tashlumin first, we understood that Rashi means, and that was his mistake. No! He knew that you can't have Tashlumin first.
His mistake is where he placed Havdalah.
Right! When Rashi says, Rashi unfortunately doesn't finish off the sentence for us. When Rashi says, Ein loy lahakdim, you can't have Tashlumin first. What he meant to say was, and this fellow knew that, jolly well he knew. Oh, so he knew that the first one can't be Tashlumin. Okay, so what was his intention then, that the first one should be?
Ma'ariv.
So why is it not good? Oh, because he missed out Havdalah. That's what the Gemara is saying. Oh, so you're telling me that when you miss out Havdalah, it's not good. In other words, we read Rashi, and that's the simple interpretation of Rashi, Ein loy lahaktim. When Rashi says those key words, Ein loy lahaktim, that you can't do Tashlumin first, we thought Rashi was telling us, and that was his problem. Says the Bach, no, finish the sentence. He also knew that you can't do Tashlumin first. And of course he meant to do Ma'ariv first. Oh, he meant to do Ma'ariv. Oh, good, so he got the order right then. Perfect. So, but he missed out Havdalah. Yeah, that's why he's got to do Shmoneh Esrei. Now the Gemara can ask a good question. Ah, so you're telling me that whoever davens Ma'ariv and misses out Havdalah, it's no good. We have a price that says it is good. Kasha. Now, that was the easy bit. Now comes the twist in the Bach. What would be, and I want to ask you a shayla, halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa lemaisa shayla. Imagine somebody today, shachris, forgot to daven. Okay, just two minchas. And he knows you've got to do first the choiva and then the tashlumin. He knows that, and that's what he does. Fine, great. Everything perfect. He does two minchas. First one, chayva. Second one, tashlum. Perfect, wonderful. All of a sudden, after finishing the second Shemoneh Esrei, he realizes that in the first Shemoneh Esrei, he missed out Mashiv Aruch. Now, what happens normally if you forget Mashiv Aruch? You've got to daven again. So he's going to have to daven again. Ah, one second. So we're cancelling that tefillah. So now the tashlumin wasn't second anymore, it was first. So how many more Shemoneh Esreis have to do now? One more or two more? Or two. You hear the shaila?
Yeah.
Because the first Shemoneh Esreis has just been deleted, so your second Shemoneh Esreis just got promoted. So the first valid Shemoneh Esreis was a tashlumin. So it might mean not only have you got to repeat the first one because you missed out Mashiv Aruch, you've got to repeat the second one as well because the tashlumin has to be second.
That's the exact same case.
Says the Bach. No, you don't. You only have to repeat one Shemoneh Esreis. Why? The first Shemoneh Esreis was a Shemoneh Esreis. You davened. You messed up. But you can't say you didn't daven. You davened. You davened a choiva, number one. You davened a tashlumin, number two. Wonderful. Great. Thank you. You've got technical issues now with tefillah number one, so you've got to repeat it, but you can't say you never davened. Fine. Now back to our case. This guy, the way the Bach reads Rashi, ain loyla haktim, you mustn't be maktim, don't have tashlumin first. So we understood that was his mistake. No, he knew that. Fine. So if he knew that, what was he thinking when he davened first Shemoneh Esreis? Maariv. Great. Perfect. But he forgot Havdalah. That's why we're sending him back. Now, one second. What's with the second tefillah? The second tefillah, where he did stick in Havdalah, what was he intending then? What was his thought process then? Did he want that to be a tashlumin? If he wanted that to be a tashlumin, why did he put Havdalah there? Says the Bach. That's what Rashi means at the end. This fellow made a right mess of it. First time round, he missed out Havdalah. Therefore, that Shemoneh Esreis, he knows he's going to have to repeat. Second one,
he should not have put in.
But by putting in Havdalah, you know what he's shown me now? That what did he want the second tefillah to be?
Maariv.
That's why the second tefillah is good. So therefore, you've got your second tefillah at the end of the day. But why did he put Havdalah in the second tefillah? Why did he put Havdalah in the second tefillah? This guy is not an Amoritz. He knew that the Chayva has to be first. But why did he put Havdalah in the second tefillah?
He said, I knew I messed up and I have to say another Maariv.
Says the Gemara, so Lememra, so you're teaching me that when you forget Havdalah in davening, apparently you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esreis, which is what this guy did.
That was his repeat.
And that's why he repeated that. The only thing I don't have is Tashlumin, I'll do that afterwards. But the principle that I see, says the Gemara, is if you don't say Havdalah, you've got to repeat Shemoneh Esreis. Therefore, this guy did right. Oh, I have a kasha, because the Brisa says you don't repeat Havdalah, says the Gemara kasha. That's how the Bach learns Rashi. There's no other way to learn. There is no other way to learn. We cannot suggest at the end of the day that the issue is a tashlumin issue. If that's the issue, then the Gemara makes zero sense. You can't turn around to me and say, oh, tashlumin issue. Oh, you're telling me that with no Havdalah it's not a good Maariv? No, I'm not telling that at all. So we've got to bring it back to Havdalah. Yeah, but Rashi tells us about Tashlumin. So that's the Bach's whole Goyness. Bach says, yeah, Rashi didn't finish off the sentence. Because you can't have Tashlumin first, keep going, don't stop there. Therefore, he knew that. He knew that the first filler is Ma'ariv, and he forgot to say Havdalah. That was his mistake. So what did he do? He repeated another Shmona Esra, not for Tashlumin, but for Ma'ariv. That's why he put in the Havdalah. So the second filler is wonderful, the first one is not. Why is the first one not a good filler? Because you didn't say Havdalah, says the Gemara. Wow! So you're telling me if you don't say Havdalah in Ma'ariv, you've got to repeat Shmona Esra. I have a price that says you don't have to repeat Shmona Esra. Yeah, Kasha.
It seems so clear that Rashi was convinced that this was a Tashlumin issue.
Not the way the Bach was learned.
No. Before we see the Bach,
yeah,
it seems crystal clear.
Yeah.
Tashlumin.
That's why you need the Bach.
The Bach is getting into Rashi's head and saying that's not what Rashi meant.
He brings Rashi, he quotes Rashi, and he says, Pirush!
No, but if Rashi didn't make himself more understandable in terms,
you're right, it's a problem. Have a look just at the beginning words of the Bach. It's a very long Bach. Have a look at the beginning words, the beautiful words of the Bach. You have the Bach over here?
Yeah.
Rashi Dimasl Shnia also Shain Lay Lahaktim. Nun base. You know when you write a letter and you write at the bottom NB, a note?
Mm-hmm.
Nun base, same letters. Pirish. Devadai Huloi Hikdim Rishayna Latashlome. When I saw those words in the Bach, I almost fell off my chair. Ah. Not that you're not supposed to do that and he did it. No, he didn't do it, don't worry. Vadai Loi Hikdim Rishayna Latashlome. Don't think that he made the first fill of the Tashlome. No. Imkain, Mistoma. Therefore, it's safe to assume that Daitoi Hoyo, what was his intention? Al Choiva. His intention was that the first one of Esra should be a Choiva. Oh, well, that's bad news. Ulashem Choiva loy Olsa. And I'm sorry, for a Choiva, it cannot be considered a good Shmona Esra. Do you know why? Mishum Deloy Hivdil Ba. It's a Havdalah issue because you didn't do Havdalah in it. Then he's got a whole long continuation. But you see how the Bach is learning. That when Rashi says, Ein lo ilahaktim, you've got to finish off the sentence. What he means is, you're not supposed to imakt him, and he knew that. That's not the simple reading of Rashi. The simple reading of Rashi is, you're not supposed to be imakt him, and he didn't know that, and that was his mistake. It's a Tashlumin issue. How are you supposed to guess that from Rashi?
Again, I'm just trying to learn how the Gemara works. Why can't you say that the Bach is disagreeing with Rashi?
No, he says Pirish. He brings Rashi. He says Pirish. He says, I'm explaining the words of Rashi.
The Tosfos will often disagree with
Rashi. Yeah. The Bach is, he says Pirish. I'm come here to explain Rashi's words. Okay. Fine. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Now, next time, you'll see the Mara Makomis, it's two separate papers.
Mm-hmm.
Because really it's two separate discussions. What we'll start with next time, Mitz Hashem, is Sheet Aleph, where we'll see there's something that we saw in Tosfos and Amud Aleph. How many catch-up tefillahs can you do? We saw you can only do one. Right? If you miss out a week of davening, you can't do 21 catch-ups afterwards. We'll see afterwards, there's a bit of a discussion about that. It's actually not so clear. So we'll see there's a Rambam, that's number one. There's a Raivid, but more important is number one and number three. You can see number two as well. Yeah, you can see one, two, and three. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. And then four or five is just a Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see together. Bring a Mishnah Berurah. It's G'day. It's Chelik Aleph and Chelik Beis, by the way. That's one issue. Now, Beis is a whole big discussion. Now this is, it's going to be a bit complicated. Tosfos over here quotes a riff. And this whole riff, I put on the sheets, but the truth is, Tosfos basically quotes the whole thing anyway. So I'm not sure if you have to see number one. We're going to see the whole of this Tosfos. And then we're going to see number two. The main thing is number two over here. You can see number one, but I think basically it's all quoted by Tosfos. And then again, three is just a Shulchan Aruch at the end, and a few Sifim. So again, because this is very halachic related, I think it is always worth, concluding with the halacha l'maaseh mitzvah.